Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Joni Cannell, your host for Real Life Lessons. Our topic today is real executive development. And our leading lady today is Jill Farwell with the Rady Center for Executive Development at the University of California, San Diego. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Joni.
This is so much fun doing it live here together rather than across the waves here. But we're doing something a little different. We're here broadcasting on site at the Rady School of Management at UCSD. We're on the fourth floor in the posh surroundings of the Center for Executive Development with a view of the Pacific Ocean. Jill, it's nice to work here, isn't it?
It's very nice. We're a little spoiled.
I know. It's actually very impressive for the executives to come in, I imagine.
It's nice, yes.
Yes.
It's well received.
Uh-huh. Well, from teaching classes here myself, I know I can see them out on the balconies during breaks, you know, just taking in a nice breath. Oh, boy. Okay. So, Jill, I want to dive in and ask you some questions.
Sure.
Because I'm really curious today about the real life of the director here at CED, as you call it. And I'm wondering how you came to work here at Rady. I mean, was this an aspiration to work here at Rady, in a university job, or was it just something that happened to come your way? Yeah, how did you do it?
It was something that just came my way. It was an interesting lead up to this. I was not aspiring to work anywhere in particular, just somewhere that does good in the community. And that's always been my goal, is to be a part of giving back. And so just did some job searching. I took some time off, was director of special events at Ultrastar Cinemas prior to this, and then took some time off to travel and see the world and spend time with family, and then realized I missed San Diego, so came back from Illinois and lived in San Diego and searched for a job and heard there was an opening and that the university is a good system to get into. Had been in corporate world prior, so coming into academics was a little different, but had a friend that recommended looking into Rady, and Rady was a new school, so kind of just did my due diligence and watched the job board for a long time, and finally a spot opened, and I applied just like everyone else and worked my way up.
Oh, so that's interesting. It wasn't just by accident. There's a job already out there. You were waiting. You were poised.
Yeah, there was. Mm-hmm. The roles of the department were somewhat here, but it was a young department, a young school, and just sort of needed some more bodies and some more people to kind of really make it flourish. And so when the job opened up, I definitely made sure I was there to apply for it and really kind of worked my way, you know, got in and spoke with the assistant dean at the time, which was Clark Jordan, and really felt, had a good feel for the school. So really kind of waited it out and got in.
Yeah. Well, I like what I'm hearing here because, you know, from especially some of the younger people who are listening in, and we even have a shout out to my students.
Oh,
my,
yay. I'm
graduate class. Yes, in the test and measurement class, who may be listening, thinking about career development and not just being passive, you know, actually thinking about what you want to do, where is a good place work, what kinds of opportunities are there, and being ready when the opportunity arises.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a sense of empowerment that I hear from you of saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to look for where I want to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I have a question for you. I've been dying to ask this a long time, and you know, I got an excuse. So you work at the university.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you work at not only just any university, you work here at UCSD, which is also a state government run organization, and there are unions here.
Yep.
Wow, just any one of those would require an enormous amount of patience and I don't know, just figuring out how to handle that. So how do you deal with all this?
There's definitely a lot of components underlying that deal with every sort of aspect like you brought up. So a lot of it is patience and just sort of educating yourself as best you can, knowing what is involved, what, you know, are there unions, do you have represented employees, unrepresented employees, which I have both, and to educate yourself as best you can about their positions and what the unions represent, and then to communicate with those employees especially and with the school, and to do as much due diligence on your end, and then control what you can and what you can't, be more patient. Just work with the system. If you work against the system, it takes longer. It takes longer to begin with. So if you work against it, it takes even longer. So I've learned in 6 years to just be patient and to know your business, to know what the university is about, to know all the rules, policies, the guidelines, and within that.
Wow. Okay. So interesting. Working against it causes problems. I suppose
Absolutely.
That's true anywhere you are in a lot of ways. I mean, that's something you talk about, traveling the world. It's one of the things that's one of my passions too. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how Americans tend to show up and work against the system and sort of say,
Absolutely.
I want it my way, and bam, the fist on the ground, you know, whatever on the table, and say it has to be done. But in some other places, I mean, one place that I spent a lot of time is France, you know, learning mm-hmm. to work with the system and with the people in the system. I think that's
yes.
another one. So have you learned some of those lessons too from your travels?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people is definitely a big component of that
mm-hmm.
because if you know more people within all the departments, mm-hmm. then you have more avenues to get things done quicker, which can happen. So which is amazing when it does happen, but it's definitely been a lesson in patience and a lesson in getting to know others around you. And my travels have definitely helped with that. You just have to learn other people's way of doing things and
mm-hmm.
adapt.
Yeah, and I bet it's very multicultural here. It's such a large university. I can
mm-hmm.
only imagine, right?
Yeah.
And within the student body as well as the faculty
diverse,
and
yeah.
staff. Yeah. So
yeah.
having that background also really
helps.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, so, you know, speaking about dealing with people and all that, one of the things I really like about you, Jill, is that, you know, you're a very authentic person. You say it like it is. People know where you stand. And I'm curious, there's a lot of talk about authenticity right now, you know, how it can work for you, but also too much authenticity can be an issue. I'm wondering
sure.
how you balance it, you know, where you draw the line, how authenticity works for you or maybe not always.
Yeah, it can definitely work for you and definitely work against you. I would say at the university level, there's a lot of resources available to sort of adapt and to change what you need to personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are things that you may need a little bit of assistance or coaching and mentoring with, you have that resource available throughout the university system. And there's a lot of feedback. So that's a lot of what the university mm-hmm. bases their roles on, is you don't just come to work and do your job. You come to work, do your job, but you also get a lot of feedback during that time. And that helps be authentic, but at the same time, adaptable to others so that you're not so harsh and rough around the edges,
mm-hmm.
which can be a drawback. But being authentic and sort of being true to yourself and sort of sticking to your guns, I think, is what gets things done and gets you to where you want to be, as opposed to just being under someone's thumb or just running mm-hmm. a department or a business how you are told to run it. So I think it's the fine balance of being yourself, being authentic, but also knowing when to dial it back so that you're not so bold and harsh and just like a bull in a china shop.
Right. I hear you. And you were talking a little bit before about that, about building relationships with
mm-hmm.
people. And that's when you have that give and take and
Absolutely.
Understanding where the people are coming from.
Yeah.
And not necessarily being someone else, but being you, being true to yourself.
Absolutely.
With somebody else's needs and interests in mind.
Yeah.
Well.
And finding other mentors. I believe as I've worked my way up through the ranks here at the school, the more people you reach out to, they might have similar situations as you, might be able to help you, and you might be able to help them. And anywhere from within our department, within Rady, and then is going UC wide, I take classes at UC, which is called Staff Education, and that allows me to interact one-on-one with my counterparts in departments I would normally never see. So all the way in health sciences, biology, engineering, et cetera, and we're all in similar situations, so there's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else has a similar situation, you can help out, you know, kind of get some pointers on that. But.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one of the great reasons to work at a university,
mm-hmm.
Especially this one, is that you have the resources
Absolutely.
To develop yourself and take other classes, mm-hmm. have a continuous education,
yep.
both for your job and probably also just for other interesting things.
Yeah, and that's exactly what our department does, is mm-hmm. that same sort of thing. So I'm able to reach out to UC staff as well as my own classes
mm-hmm.
and grow my own professional mm-hmm. world and my personal world by attending our own classes,
mm-hmm.
which are extremely helpful.
Okay, so I'm going to take a step back for a second and ask about the classes here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of things do people learn here at Rady
Center
for Executive Development?
Everything from Excel, basic Excel to advanced Excel. Public speaking is a really popular class.
Mm-hmm.
Finance for non-financial managers. We have a biotech demystified program. We have diversity programs. We have communicating at work. So the majority are soft skills, some technical skills,
mm-hmm.
But more are leadership, sort of leadership development, progressing your way, sort of letting you control how you proceed, how you advance forward.
Mm-hmm. So what is your role as director here? I mean, what do you do to direct all these different programs you have? I mean, I know that you have open enrollment
mm-hmm.
programs. You can just sign up. One person can
mm-hmm.
show up to a class, but you also have custom ones that you give to specific
right.
organizations. What do you do?
So specifically, I oversee the entire department and work everything from logistics to budgeting to people management, and then making sure it's all seamless and making sure, you know, the staff is well taken care of and making sure that we all communicate well so that we present to the public a seamless experience,
mm-hmm.
A very sort of empowered experience. They're making a big change in their life by coming here. They may be investing personally, or their company's investing in them to come here. And so we want it to be top-notch. We have executives from every level, from new program managers to maybe a CEO or a CFO that might come in and brush up their skills. And so we want that experience to be the same across the board. And so I make sure to oversee all of that, that everything works seamlessly from start to finish. A fine-tuned orchestra, in a way.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen
yeah.
behind the scenes running this.
Yeah, it's great to hear feedback that
right.
everything may have been chaos behind the scenes to get it organized, but on the front end, everyone had a great experience.
Right. Yeah.
yeah.
It's amazing how much work it takes. I mean,
yeah.
You'd have a little bit of event planning in your background
mm-hmm.
as well. I mean, that's
Absolutely.
A lot of these things are
yeah.
events. I mean, you have
everything
catered.
One.
Yeah.
Yep. All the way from parking logistics
uh-huh.
to getting directions to get here to get in the building. It's a big campus.
Right.
We oftentimes get people on the other side of campus. We have to direct them here. Customer service, front facing, phone calls, people who may get lost, all the way to catering, providing a nice hot meal once or twice a day, depending on the length of the program. And then, you know, in class, also not just letting it go, but making sure the instructor is well taken care of, making sure the equipment runs every single day the way it should, there's no glitches, and just making sure it's perfect from start to finish. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have high standards.
Yes.
Yes, so making sure it's perfect. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So in case our listeners want to reach out to you after the show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
The easiest way and the quickest way is email,
mm-hmm.
and we also have a website that is great for people to look at. It's pretty user-friendly on the phone as well, any of the cell phones. But, yeah, we're very electronic. People can call as well, and I'm more than happy to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to work with people one-on-one. And we do individual development plans. We do customized company
mm-hmm.
plans. So.
So what is the website? Is it easy?
To be honest with you, it's a little lengthy. So
just rady at
ucsd.
Yeah, edu will get you there.
Yes.
But then you have
yes.
to find.
Exec. It should be /exec-ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. So we can find Jill, and if you just do the search terms these days, you don't even
yep.
really need a full address. But we'll have
yep.
the information on the show notes.
Absolutely.
The specific contact email information maybe for Jill herself.
Yeah, and we have a form even online that
yeah.
we developed that so that you can sort of jog your – because some companies or people will call and they're not quite sure what they want, which that's what I also do
mm-hmm.
is I can turn around and recommend a lot of things. And we do have a form where they can sort of – get those questions answered,
mm-hmm.
kind of see where they need to go.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to your history here outside of Rady before you got here. You said that one of your successes is having worked in a marketing department without a monetary budget for 6 years. I want to hear more about that. But I'm guessing that probably means there was no money as opposed to there was limitless money?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Limitless money would be amazing. I hear these, colleagues and such that get this $2-5 million budget to work with. I don't even know what I would do with myself. But I've become very creative over the years. With working in that job, in that position, in that specific role, there was a lot of sort of outside-the-box thinking, and our boss encouraged that. And there was a lot of trade and bartering sort of system that developed, which was nice.
Okay, so what are you trading and bartering with? Like, with for what?
In the past, when I worked at the company I did, we had a product that we could actually offer in exchange for services. Here, we do something similar, but it's a little bit of a product / service. So exec ed course, and then, you know, in exchange for advertising or airtime or, you know, whatever works. I'm a firm believer in the barter system. I really think it's an interesting sort of way to do business, and I think it's creative. I think it makes both sides invested a little bit more than just changing money. So I think it's really worth it, and I think it makes people work a little bit harder, which, you know, a lot of people don't like to do, but it definitely gets better results, I think. So working for 6 years without a monetary budget definitely made things much more creative. And I also developed relationships a lot more deeply and a lot more relationships just simply because someone might have something I need that could help with this. And in the end, you're all connected, and it's amazing how it can come together and work and produce something great.
Right. So that's interesting because I work with a lot of small businesses too. I mean, being a small business owner myself, you know, we have this hesitation in some ways about bartering because you also have to make money.
Absolutely.
So when you're just focused on the marketing, you're bartering, but you also have those goods or services that are being sold to others, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I think that becomes sort of a means to an end. So if you barter with certain companies, you and another company back and forth bartering and trading, then you're doing this behind the scenes and the end result goes to the public. And then the hope is that the public sees both of you working well together and kind of helping each other. And then it lends itself to, well, hey, I can see both those companies. I'm going to use them. I'm going to go to their theater. I'm going to go to their school. I'm going to listen to their radio station, et cetera.
So it seems like there'd be a couple different things to look for in a bartering relationship. Mm-hmm. One would be somebody that would work well and obviously have something to barter that would be useful to you. But the other is this whole public perception.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you're working with them, you want to make sure that you're being seen as working
something
with
reputable.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting. So do you still keep in touch with some of those relationships to do with your work now? Or
I do. I have some relationships I've built up over the years that we're still in touch. The barter system has fallen a little on the wayside in this job. Mm-hmm. There is more red tape, as you'd mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. So it's not quite as easy. We don't have a product per se. It's kind of a combination product service, but it's a higher price tag. And so it works in some occasions, not as well as it did in my last job. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I still try to keep those options open and still reach out every now and then.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just staying creative and open-minded. And seeing how you can make things work. I mean, that is, you know, part of a business school, especially an entrepreneurial
center. Innovation is our number one here. So, and then doing something like this today is definitely, you know, thinking outside the box and just being creative and trying to do more to get the word out there.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so that's funny. I'm asking you if you want to be on my show, and you're like, well, okay, let's try something different. It's not the norm around here, but we're having a lot of fun over here at Rady. So let's hear a little bit about your position here at Rady. So you've been a director now for less than a year, and you started on at something very different. Well, maybe not that different, as a program manager, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how you moved from you know, one level all the way up to the next level within Rady and how you felt empowered to do that and what you had to do, what kind of hurdles or
It's been a long road. It's been interesting, and I started as a program manager and did a lot of the logistics behind the scenes, hands-on details. And then as the days went on and I got more, we got bigger and bigger and more clients. When I first started in 2012, we would run, you know, 7 or 8 classes in a fall semester type thing. And then now we're up to close to 300 some educational days a year. So there's a lot of crossing over. There's a lot of 2 programs in one day. And we've grown exponentially, and, you know, being in the black has helped. And so over the years, attending some of our own courses and bettering myself personally and getting more creative and doing things that I thought would advance, you know, my career and sort of my position, and my boss sort of seeing that ambition, seeing that drive and taking the initiative, I think is really important. I think that's what's helped me. I don't sit back and wait to be told. I get a lot of things done ahead of time. I'm a planner. That's why this works for me. So I've been planning for a long time, event planning in all sort of different respects and aspects. And over the years of taking all of our courses and bettering myself with the staff education here at UCSD has just gotten me further and further and further. And my boss has recognized all of that and then just started giving me more responsibilities and then pushing me into more and more positions that are higher up. And so then eventually got the opportunity to sort of be molded as a director and was given a lot of responsibility and an opportunity. And here at the UC system, you have to apply for everything you do and you have to interview just like everyone else. And it's a fair game across the board, and did my due diligence as best I could and made the best impression I could and, you know, made sure to have everything checked off and went for it. And it worked out. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and not having to go back and get a degree to get this far has been helpful. But a lot of our classes are very similar to doing so. There's just a little bit of difference in costs and difference in you're not getting a degree, you're getting a certificate, but they lend themselves to bettering yourself in the workforce.
So one of the things you said about this, in addition to the development, which has been a big piece of this.
Absolutely.
Getting to that next level. I mean, this is what so much of executive development is about. Is,
right.
You know, what got you here won't get you there kind of
right.
thing, right? The Marshall Goldsmith saying there, in terms of, you know, you might be great at a technical skill, but to lead people
right.
and manage whole programs and a whole department or center is much different. But one of the things you said earlier was that you took initiative. And I'm curious what you mean by that. Like, what kind of things did you do? You said you took classes, but what else in terms of your roles and taking on more responsibility?
I would say a lot of it is just seeking out new partners, building a team around you that is really good, making sure your boss knows that you were, you know, working hard, coming in early, staying late, getting things done in advance when not being asked, being able to run things hands off. So allowing my boss the time to sort of run his part and do his job, and then things that were handed off to me were either getting done, you know, automatically without being asked, or, you know, getting done ahead of time and really making an effort to put my best foot forward, to put my best work forward, and to always impress and not sit back and rest on my laurels and just really, it's a lot of work. It's hard work. It's early mornings. It's late nights, but it pays off in the end. And then I feel that you're rewarded just by the recognition and by being put into these positions, being able to run the department.
Well, one of the things that I really love hearing from this, I mean, it's not always great hearing, but just you're being honest about it, being hard work.
Absolutely.
And putting in the hours and doing all that, because this whole show emerged from my book, Flying Without a Helicopter, How to Prepare Young People for Work and Life. And we've got a young audience from my class at Rady listening in today. And one of the things that younger people don't always see as much of how much hard work that is and how much drudgery, saying it's not always fun and easy, but and you can't just wait for people to give you opportunities. It doesn't just come your way.
It doesn't just knock on the door.
Yeah, you have to take the initiative. You have to be willing to burn the midnight oil, as they say, and things like that. So it really comes from you and you wanting to go in this direction, not just somebody else saying, okay, now it's time for you to move up.
100%.
You've been here for this much time.
Right?
Yep. So I just think that's a really important message to get across for people to understand that and take control of your own career, which
Absolutely.
You are a great role model.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things you can't control in this world, a lot. And I think the one thing you can control is where you go, what you do, how hard you work. And if you choose to not work too hard, then expect the result to be sort of this.
Right.
I just feel like what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah.
Same with karma, same with, you know, kindness and anything. I just have been taught from a young age that you just don't give up and you work. Life doesn't
for free.
Yeah. Well, there might be folks who choose to put emphasis in other aspects of their life and just have a job that pays enough to get by.
Absolutely.
And then there are those who really want to get ahead, which are probably a lot of students and leaders who are listening in today are thinking, I want to get ahead. Mm-hmm. I want to take charge. So, yeah, take responsibility. All right. So, you know, speaking of that, we have a lot of women leaders who are listening to the show, and I'm wondering if there are some specific information or tips you might have for women that might be somewhat different from men.
Just be strong and confident, and I mean, the power stance, you know, take a minute, take a deep breath, and know that you can do it, know that you deserve it. I think just listening to your gut and following those who lead by example, and then to in turn lead by example yourself and support everyone around you, and then ask them to support you. I mean, there's going to be times when you're down, you're going to need the support. There's going to be times when you're up and someone else needs the support. And work is not everything, so there's got to be a balance.
Right.
I don't want to be sound like I'm overworked or sound like all I do is work. I definitely have a good time outside of work, but there's a time and a place for all of it. And, you know, if it's an extra two-hour lunch on a Friday when I've worked 50 hours that week already, then that's something you earn. But I think supporting other women and supporting men who support women is really important. And I think just being confident as best you can. Fake it until you make it. And there's days when we're all knocked down. There's days when we're tired. There's days when things aren't working right. But you just have to put your game face on and go for it.
Yeah, I hear you. And the support factor, I think that there were a couple things that came out for me when you were talking. One was how important it is to support each other.
Absolutely.
Women supporting women, and also men supporting women and supporting men as well.
Yeah.
But the second part is being willing to go and ask for that support when you need it.
Yes, yes. Not being a martyr. Don't do it all yourself. Ask for some help. And being able to delegate. And that's one of the things I've learned as I've advanced my career is to, the better you delegate, you're giving others responsible tasks and they're investing more into what's going on. And then you can sort of sit back and see it all happen. It's not that I'm sitting back and doing nothing. I'm just able to do other things now that I've been able to delegate.
Right.
And that provides a nice support system for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's involved. Everybody has a stake in it. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's a huge thing as you go up to director level, too, the delegation factor and letting go of control, right? And that, I mean, a lot of people, when you want it to be perfect, it's hard to let others take charge. So you are developing your staff to be able to do a high-quality job. And then having confidence in them as well.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. This has been really interesting. I'm just trying to think of the things we've heard from Jill today in terms of the model, in terms of being resilient. Yeah, it's hard work. You have to get out there and put it in, the hours in, and just the effort in and get through barriers, like when the system is working against you, trying to figure out how to work with the system and with others. So there's resilient, empowered, taking charge of your own career, making it happen, taking initiative, authentic. Well, we've heard role modeling of that, being yourself and also working with others to understand them in a way that works, having that balance there. And develop yourself is what I heard, too, as a part of that authenticity piece. That's a huge part of being self-aware to know when you do need to step out and take a class or get some feedback and being willing to do that. So the authenticity there, and the limber is being flexible, and I heard that all throughout the talk on being resourceful and creative and figuring out how to barter for marketing as well as just getting to where you need to be in your job. So that kind of sums it up for us. Well, so I would like to say thank you to Jill for being our leading lady today.
Thank you, Jill, for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, that's our show. And a special thanks to all our listeners and a special shout out to the folks here at Rady, since we're doing a live show and my students, who are listening in this morning. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show. We're here every Monday at 9 a.m. and Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Joni Cannell, host for Real Life Lessons. Thank you for listening. And remember, real women are resilient, empowered, authentic, and limber.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence. the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.